Raining in light, autopilot. So we've spent some time discussing moments and how we want to spend them or how we are spending them, either being mindful or not, or in autopilot. Autopilot, a term that comes from machines that are equipped with a system which can control it, and specifically the direction of it, and without a human to operate it. The intent of autopilot is only to assist the human and not necessarily to replace them. Not yet, anyways. Because of this system, the human has the ability to place some of their focus elsewhere, but within the same machine. Today, the term is broad and widely used, and sometimes to explain a tendency of humans to do things without thinking about it. This tendency sometimes comes from the overuse of routines and because we've done something one too many times. We don't need to think about it. It is what you can call a force of habit. Like, even when we're driving, if we do to and from, while we may be physically present, we can arrive to our destination and wonder, how did we get there? Autopilot or automatic pilot may be due to having a lack of energy or a lack of sleep and completing our day and not knowing how we made it through. Autopilot is not our undivided attention. It is a lack or even a loss of focus with what's right before us. Being on autopilot is not always a bad thing when it is on. Sometimes and every now and again it happens, and because we are human, and this is a part of our nature. Our nature is out of a great experience of living. When we're on autopilot, we are acting on preconscious choices, decisions, judgments, behaviors, predictions, and perceptions, and all are due to all prior experiences. Autopilot sometimes shows up and when we need it, and because the brain is so powerful, it's been said that we can spend up to almost half of our day on autopilot if we forget to check in with ourselves, and if we forget to take breaks. Sometimes autopilot shows up when our systems are overloaded, and this can mean too much on our mind or just being in need of rest. It could be too much on our body or just feeling heavy with weight that others may not be able to see. It could be too much on our spirit or feeling depressed, distressed, numb, or even fearful, confused, dazed, or feeling like going on with not much to give, and just reliant on our spirit because we know that there is a reason to go on. Autopilot can allow us to forget to live and to be intentional with our lives. Being intentional is a clear indication that we know we have a purpose and we're willing to grow within it. Living intentionally is a clear indication that we know we are supposed to be here and that we accept that we will be as great as we allow ourselves to be, and because we were designed greatly and from greatness. We shut down autopilot whenever we take a deep intentional breath in and release a slow, intentional breath out. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Through our breathing, we are moved into the present. If we allow it, we are moved from people, places, and things of the past. If we allow it, we are sitting in the company of our own mind, our own body, and our spirit. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. In this moment, we are practicing mindfulness. This is being fully aware of where we are and fully aware of what we are doing. Mindfulness gives us power and to do while being still, and so that we are not reactive but proactive. Mindfulness eases all feelings of being overwhelmed. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We are focusing on one thing at a time. We are doing one thing at a time. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Through this attention and focus, our mood is improved. We are building a solid relationship with ourselves, and so that our overall relationships with others are improved. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. When we consider mindfulness, know that this is one perfect activity that we can practice throughout our day and while doing other activities, and because it is simply being focused. Mindfulness, and unlike autopilot, allows us an opportunity and to not miss out on life. When on or in autopilot, we may have a moment when we look up and ask, "Where did the time go?" Or even have a feeling as if we don't recall all of the steps it took for us to get from point A to point B. While all of this is attached to our memory, it's in relation to our stored memory. Autopilot functions during daydreaming also, and we're not even consciously aware when we move into this state, and we may be shaken up a bit when we come out of it, or have to shake ourselves to come out of it. Autopilot is formed deep within our brain. It is stored memory, and while helpful, it is known that it certainly is a coping mechanism for stress. And even the stress that we don't feel, and when there's been some strain on our brain. Rest, a good diet, and exercise can help to counter the days of autopilot. If autopilot is about stored memory, then this too would be our brain learning from practice. And practice, as with all things, is training. So over the years, we've essentially trained our brain to move into and operate from autopilot. If we can train our brain in this way, again, we can begin to train our brain for our brain to be present and focus with our conscious, in tune with our body, and trusting our spirit. Train for mastery of our lives. Train with reigning in light.